Carrying the Olympic torch throughout the country is considered an honor, one that is often offered to former athletes. But recently, a Utah journalist was asked to join the relay of torchbearers. When he said yes, he also agreed not to cover the games as a reporter. This potential conflict of interest, according to some observers, is but one of many ethical quandaries facing journalists as the Winter Games approach. Bob Steele is the ethics group leader at the Poynter Institute. He joins us on the line from St. Petersburg. Mr. Steele, what is the problem here? Why could any of this be a conflict of interest, somebody running with the torch and then covering the games?
Well, the role of journalism is to cover events and issues in our society, not to participate in them. When we move from the audience side to the stage side, we put ourselves in a position where our credibility can be questioned because we are no longer impartial observers.
But we're talking about running with a torch here. I mean, this is not somebody taking a bribe or getting paid under the table or something. This is doing a fun thing, honorable thing, and then putting it aside, going back to your job, right?
Well, the running part of it itself is not the issue per se. The issue is that the Salt Lake Organizing Committee offered this opportunity to a number of journalists. And, of course, the reason they do this is because the Salt Lake Organizing Committee wants coverage of what's going on. That's not bad on their part. That's the goal of an organizing committee and the goal of promotion and marketing. But journalism has a different obligation, and that's to cover the events and issues in communities, including a big-time issue like the Olympics. And if we were to participate in it by taking the favor, if you will, of being an honored person by carrying the torch, then we no longer are an observer, independent in the way in which we carry out our journalism. It also makes it very difficult for editors and news directors then to parse other requests from other reporters or photojournalists or editors when they get requests from other community organizations. You need a standard, some guidelines. They don't have to be absolute, but they need to be clear and based on principle. The principle in this case is independence.
Mr. Steele, is it true that the executive editor and the managing editor of the Deseret News both were asked to carry the torch and they said yes?
Well, that's what I read in reports. I haven't talked to them individually. My understanding is they have accepted that opportunity to participate in the torch running. I think that's highly problematic. A news director from one of the television stations there in Salt Lake City called me about a month ago. She had received a request from the Salt Lake Organizing Committee for the Olympics offering that opportunity, and she was troubled by the request, appropriately so. I suggested to her that one of the alternatives is to thank the Olympic Organizing Committee for the honor of being asked to carry the torch and say you would not be able to do it because it moves into the area of journalistic independence, and say instead you would like to have the Olympic Committee select somebody else from the community who is perhaps not a celebrity, not well-known, but might deserve to run in the stead of the television station anchor. That would test the Olympic Organizing Committee to see if they were in fact offering it to somebody notable or if they just wanted the publicity and promotion.
Is it possible that there could be somebody in the corporate structure of a news organization for whom it would be okay to carry the torch, somebody not directly involved in news gathering?
Yes. I believe if that individual is outside the editorial side of a newspaper broadcast operation, in other words, not a journalist or having any oversight over the journalism side, then it would be appropriate.
My understanding is that NBC, USA Today, and Sports Illustrated are sponsors of the Olympic Games this year. Now, is that sponsorship by its very nature a conflict of interest because they're news organizations?
Well, there's certainly an inherent tension when you have the corporation that's involved in the sponsorship, although this is a time-honored tradition in certainly in American media. It happens in big events like the Olympics. It happens at the local level with newspapers and television and radio stations, sponsorship of arts and culture organizations like the symphony or the opera, the ballet, education projects. I believe while it's problematic, it is appropriate for the corporate entity of media companies to provide that sponsorship, as long as there is a high and thick firewall between the business corporate side of the company and the journalistic side of the company, to make sure that what we do in terms of reporting on the events is in no way influenced by this corporate sponsorship.
Mr. Steele, what about reporters who are now going through the luge course, the bobsled course, or taking a spin around the track and reporting on that? Isn't that a legitimate report of this is the kind of thing athletes must go through in a competition?
Well, it's to use the proverbial slippery slope, which is applicable in the case of your question there. It is in this case for journalists to become part of the event in the sense of doing it that way. But again, I believe there's some time-honored tradition of journalists experimenting, if you will, in what it's like to be on the luge course or what it's like to be on the ice skating rink, as long as it's done in a way in which the experience is singular in terms of doing it in a way strictly for the reporting side of it and perhaps only one time to do so. If it involves any cost to the Olympic organization in order to allow the journalist to do that, the news organization should pay the costs involved in that kind of experiential reporting. And certainly the journalists involved should not take anything beyond the moment of the experience in terms of the access to the venue. Journalists should not be getting a full day's pass to ski the slopes in order to determine what it's like to come down the giant slalom. The experiential opportunity should be limited. It should be restricted. If there's any cost involved, the news organization should pay for it.
Bob Steele is the ethics group leader with the Poynter Institute in St. Petersburg, Florida. Thank you, Mr. Steele.
My pleasure.